It's like redlining of radio stations.
That was it, exactly. When in the center of the dial, the strongest signal, all of the top 40 stations were located in the center of the dial. So consequently, I, as a record company executive, I want to get my records crossed over so they will be playing on the top 40 stations, reaching more and more potential buyers. That was my purpose, to cross those records over to the top 40 stations.
And you have a great anecdote in the book about sometime having to use muscle to get black acts played on top 40 stations, and that was the story of Motown. Berry Gordy had all these major hits on black radio stations, but top 40 stations, particularly in the South, would not add them. So Jerry Greenberg, who was a media buyer, put the pressure on him, said, if you don't start adding these records to your playlist, saying this to the top 40 stations, we're going to stop advertising on your station. And that sort of opened the floodgates where they started playing Motown records. And then, you know, so they had to use a little muscle to get in there.